We'll call to order our Economic Development Committee for Tuesday, September 5th. Next item is approval of minutes from June 30th meeting. We have a motion.
Move for approval, Madam Chair.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Number three is public comments, if we have anybody here to speak to the committee. Doesn't look like it, okay. Item four is update on Harbor Entrepreneur Center. The town made a little investment in this and we were excited about it, so we'd like to hear
Yes.
How things are going and what they have going on.
For sure, Madam Chair. And I think you all were at the grand opening event on August 2nd. It was very well attended. Your investment allowed the Harbor Entrepreneur Center to expand, to basically double their size from 22,000 square feet to about 40,000 square feet. So if you go in there right now, it's this beehive of activity. And so it's exactly what we were hoping for. Right now they have over 40 businesses located in there. Some of them have taken up an entire section. Some of them are just one office users. Everything from a couple of venture capital firms, marketing, software as a service, fintech, medtech, and some more stuff. We've even got some ag uses in there, doing some innovative stuff with meat production. You guys saw the first announcement, Erling Cloud. That was 19 new jobs. And the cool thing about Erling Cloud is they have a lot of future plans for what they're going to be next. So they're just one anecdote, but right now they're basically digitizing memories. Old VHS tapes or things like your old photos, and they host them in their own cloud so that you will never lose them. But they have a lot of expertise in the Department of Defense sector and cloud use. So like as they continue to grow and as this one business model sort of dries up, as we don't have any more VHS tapes out there, they're going to continue to expand in that kind of space. And so that's the cool thing about entrepreneurs and about tech is that it's always evolving. There are 11 accelerator companies. That's the Harbor's training program for high scalable companies that already have a significant amount of revenue. They're just ready to take the next step. So some really cool stuff in there, everything from biomed to wind energy. So we're in touch with all of those companies. And the hope would be, of course, to nurture them, find them a spot here in Mount Pleasant as they rotate out of there. And we've got several promising projects in the pipeline. All of our partners, CRDA and the county have been, and the Research Authority have been very helpful in nurturing these folks and making sure that we have the welcome wagon out for them as they think about expanding and locating in a physical space outside of the harbor. And this next slide is something I just wanted to share with y'all. Finance worked with me to kind of generate this information. These are our target clusters, and that's the revenue they generate within town limits. And so we're going to continue to recruit and grow that, but I thought you guys would like to see there are 506 companies that generate $373 million of revenue, but also wanted to kind of introduce the economic development multiplier concept. So, for instance, for every one job in tech that's a direct job, there's like 2.5 supplier jobs and other indirect jobs. So, for instance, the 19 jobs generated from the Erling Cloud announcement, there are those 19 jobs, but some indirect jobs and induced jobs in the region and in the town of 126 total. So that's kind of what economic development can mean as we continue to recruit. But I just thought you guys would find that this information pretty telling, and it will probably become sort of a key performance indicator for me as we move forward with recruiting. And that's my update for you guys. Be happy to take any questions.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the presentation. Did you say every one tech job creates 1.5 or 2.5?
Every one like information technology job is 2.5 supplier jobs, or and then 3.2 induced jobs. So what that means is the guy that works at the tech company is paying for his services in town. He's circulating that money within the community to support other jobs. So everything from the person who comes to mow his lawn every week to retail expenditures. And so for every one tech job, it's 5.7 total induced jobs. That doesn't come from my metric. That's, you know, some stuff that, you know, just I track. So that's, and each of these has a similar kind of metric. Like finances, for every one job is 1.5 indirect supplier jobs, for end up being like 3.6 jobs total supported for every finance job. So that's just sort of the multiplier effect that economic developers use to justify their existence.
I think that's important to people understand that economic development. I know as somebody that owns a catering company, I'm on the bottom of the barrel. I'm the one getting the results of economic development.
All right.
Not actually creating it. What is the what do you foresee as any issues as these companies grow with actually finding them the location? Do you foresee that we're going to have, because the Harbor Entrepreneur Center is awesome.
Yeah.
And the town did an awesome job creating it. And thank council and obviously Madam Chairwoman for helping lead the way on that. But do you foresee any issues with them having difficulty finding space and growing in Mount Pleasant?
I think as long as there's the demand we're talking about office space here, that folks will continue to build it. The problem is going to be capital markets are not super keen on building Class A office. The magic eight ball is pretty fuzzy at this moment. So I think space will be something they'll have to contend with. I think just like everywhere else, workforce is going to be something they're going to have to think about. Where in Charleston region generally are they going to get their workers? So those are probably going to be their biggest issues. The good news is that, you know, we're building some office space up at Faison, and there's some light industrial spec coming online, and there's close to 1 million square feet of speculative stuff that's been approved in office and light industrial. So it's got its entitlements. People just have to find a way to get the money to turn the dirt and make sure the demand is there. So I think we're going to be okay there. And there's also, of course, redevelopment opportunities for existing office and commercial stock.
I know the buzz at the opening was amazing. So
it was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I assume they're excited to be over here. They feel like they're really taken off.
Oh yeah,
and it's relocating and having that opportunity over here.
They for sure. I've got a meeting over there at 1:30 today to kind of talk about some next step stuff. When you should just pop in. It is like this beehive of collision, as they call it. I mean, people are using every square foot of that building, from their own offices to sort of the collaborative space, and just sort of hanging out in the kitchen and stuff, expressing and, you know, exchanging ideas. And that's, I think we probably have the best entrepreneurial space in South Carolina right now.
Well, I know there was talk of it being a limited opportunity on that location. Do we think the owners of the building would be interested in keeping them on?
That's our next
Yeah.
thing to tackle. I think that they would be very keen on keeping a bird in hand, you know, like regardless of who owns that building, having it filled up with entrepreneurs and being a really active space, mm-hmm. as opposed to having one company in there. Like when I first started and I was just kind of doing the lay of the land about the built environment, there were no cars in that parking lot. And now 5 days a week, if not sometimes on Saturdays, it's got activity, it's being used. And it's got the potential to be a real cash flow operation for whoever owns that building, and a point of pride for whoever has it in their portfolio.
Right. I was just hoping that we would encourage them to let them stay. If it's
What's the time?
It was kind of through the end of the year.
Right? We're probably at like a little over a year and a half right now. Yeah, so our goal is to figure out what the owners want to do and what their plans are, right? Mm-hmm. So the harbor has permission from the person that they lease from, which is Citigroup, to speak directly to the owners about it so that they can, everybody can just be an open book and transparent and understand where they're going to be in 2 to 5 years, because they're not going to find a better space in the region, truly.
It's a beautiful spot.
Yeah, and it's got potential, and it's on 17 acres, and it could generate more office use out there. I mean, they've got space to do it. It's really kind of a unique gem in the whole region, so we need to work to keep them in there.
Yeah, that's what I was just hoping that, you know, it could be encouraging for them to know the town really supports having that there. So, all right. Well, if we don't have anything else, we appreciate you bringing that to us.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. We'll adjourn.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.